Hi, this is Mike Dettillier, and you are listening to Flourish Truly with Tina and Georgette.
Live from New Orleans, home of good food, good music, and tons of fun, this is Tina and Georgette with Flourish Truly. Hey, my friend, how are you doing this fabulous week?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm doing all right. If I don't think about the Saints, I'm doing all right.
Well, you see that I have put them out of my mind, obviously, because I'm in a glorious mood. That's because it is officially Christmas season. And yes, all you people are already sick of all the Christmas stuff. I am that girl. It's been nonstop holiday movies and stuff for me. But Santa left a lump of coal in the Saints locker room because we were shut out for the first time in 21 years. The last team to shut us out was the San Francisco 49ers back in 2001, and they shut us out again on Sunday.
Good times. Fun times watching that game.
Good times. Another week, another dollar. It can't get back-to-back wins. Hearing the same story over and over from Dennis Allen, you know, we didn't play well enough. We need to make changes. We need to make adjustments. Yet nothing happens. It's the same old, same old. Same quarterback, Andy Dalton. Uncharacteristically, Alvin Kamara had two huge fumbles that probably cost us the game. Will Lutz misses a 48-yard field goal. I mean, really missed that kick. Why? Like, not even in the same zip code, which just is insane to me. Our defense actually looked a lot better this week. I will give them credit. But as people were saying, numbers count, stats count. And right now we're with two interceptions for the season. Last year we hit 18 at this point. And it's week 12. And we're still crazily talking about having a shot to win the division because the NFC South is so poor. So this week we play the Tampa Bay Bucks in Tampa Bay. I have to hear that horrible cannon when they score. So let's just hope they don't score. But yeah, we're playing Monday Night Football. It's prime time. Saints usually, you know, it's clutch for them. But this is a different era, different team. And if we lose this game, it's safe to say the season is officially over. I have no real comments other than what I've been saying the last couple of weeks. I'm just disgusted and, you know, ready to get it over with because I want to know what's really going on. And we're not going to know until after the fact. I have crazy theories as to what's going on, but I want to hear what you have to say first.
Listen, I wrote my points down because I had a lot of rage, and it's funny, right, to use a word like rage for a football game. And so let's everyone get realistic here. As a season ticket holder and devout follower and lover of the New Orleans Saints, I will always be there. But listen, do not mess around. Do not take the team that I love and do this to it, head coach Dennis Allen. So here are my thoughts. I'm very proud of the work that the defense did on Sunday. They held them to 4.7 yards per play, which is a season low for the 49ers, and 13 points. And I'm 99% sure they did not score in the second half, but one field goal. So they did their job. And I imagine that as they're out there doing their job, killing it, Caden Ellis running around, tackling dudes, DeMario Davis keeping the crew hype, Cam Jordan being Cam Jordan, I imagine that they are over this offense. Because here we are, offensive play, 4-1, 4-2, 4-3, and you punt the ball. 4-5, 4th-and-5, Tina. And they decide they're going to go for it. And instead of utilizing Taysom Hill and Alvin Kamara, they do a pass play with Andy Dalton passing the ball. Guy couldn't connect to anyone on Sunday. And this is the time we're going to grow a set and get out there on 4th-and-5 and throw the ball. Idiots.
I really didn't understand trips, I didn't get that at all. I was
stunned. I was like screaming at my television. I had to put the remote down so I didn't throw it. The last three trips to the red zone, we get the ball punched out and recovered by those clowns, the 49ers. And then we do pass plays. We're like 3rd-and-1 in like 3rd-and-goal. And you do pass plays, 1, 2, 3 in a row. And then you get the ball punched out and they recover the ball. And now we can't even do a field goal. Are you people kidding me? We got down there 5 times, friend, five times, and we only attempted one field goal the whole time. If we had actually, on all five times we got down there, went and attempted field goals and were successful, we would have won that game 15-13. I mean, it wouldn't have been anything to be proud of, but it would have been a W, and we would have strung two wins in a row. Here it is. We are not a serious football team. If we continue to let Dennis Allen lead us, we are not serious. And Mrs. Benson, Gail, I'm just saying, stop the foolishness. He's got to go. That's it. I'm done.
It's very confusing how they are so complacent at this point in the season when you know you still have a shot at the division, which, I mean, again, I said it before. I didn't want the team to make the playoffs because I don't want to be one and done and embarrass ourselves. But there's something to be said that, hey, if you know, midseason, you can clean up your mistakes and make a run. But, I mean, we're past that point now, and we're still sitting here talking about the same mistakes. Rinse, wash, repeat, bad officiating, calls going against us, face mask not being called, you know, interception taken away. I mean, that's old news.
Was it a catch?
Yeah. At this point, you don't know what a catch is. Okay. NFL, you're a $1 billion industry. Hire your refs full time so they know what a doggone catch is. I mean, my 10-year-old godchild knows what a catch is. I mean, that just,
by the way, it's true. And I didn't mean to cut you off. Olave took three steps. It's not his fault that the guy tripped him on his step three. Mm-hmm. He took his third step. Full stop. Yeah. That's a catch.
Yeah, but it's insane. Anyway,
whatever.
You know, every week so you're stupid. Saying, and it's not, I'm not going to say it's Saints Twitter saying, it's other people that are saying, you know, hey, that was a bad call. You know, the Saints got messed over on that one. You know, what's going on with your coaching? Why is it so vanilla? You know, the 49ers have a great defense. We're not going to take that away from them. But when you can hold them to 13 points, Jimmy G has been inconsistent all season. That's what they've been complaining about. They were happy when they got Trey Lance and he got hurt. Jimmy G's not their guy. Their fans have said that. You know, he's their band-aid, he's their backup. You know, when he wins for them, hey, that's great. But I mean, we held them to 13 points and we still couldn't win. When you hold a team to 13 points, you should win the game. This time last 100%. Year, we had 18 interceptions. Right now we have two. That is just ridiculous. When we had a top five defense to regress as much as they have this season.
That's all coaching. And don't let the fable that it was CJ Gardner-Johnson doing all of our interceptions. That's some lofty tale that people are telling.
We lost something when CJ left, but he was not the heart of the team.
No.
You know, like, I mean, that's the thing. Okay, look, I've been through it where this team has sucked and you could buy tickets, you know, for like $10 on game day and go to the games and have a good time because we knew we stunk. We had no talent. We were 3-13. It was awful. This team has too much doggone talent to be playing the way they are. And it starts at the top with Dennis Allen. And then it goes down to Pete Carmichael and your two defensive coordinators who are not a definitive voice in a locker room. Something's going on somewhere. And like I said, I can't wait for the season to be over with because the stories are going to come out. They always do. And I think it's going to surprise a lot of people as to what's going on because we're all hearing crazy things, but nobody really knows the truth. But I can't wait till the day that it comes out because it's frustrating. And like I said, I'm just over it. So on to more happy things. It is the holiday season. It's Christmas season. We're at the end of the month. Georgette and I both have birthdays coming up.
I do on Sunday. Happy birthday to me in advance.
Yes, happy birthday to you. And I'm a December baby as well. Mine's in a couple of weeks. So we've got so many fun things going on and it's easy to be very well distracted from the Saints at this point because they are not giving us what we want. But on the flip side, we've got all these wonderful things that are going on. I talked about this online. If you follow me, y'all saw the articles. A lot of films were filmed here during the spring and summer. Crazy, they have big snow machines in the spring when it's 100 degrees outside, filming Christmas movies, not just here, but all over the country. But New Orleans has two films that are one actually just debuted, but if you didn't catch it, you can catch it tomorrow night and Sunday. It was filmed in Ascension Parish at Sorrento at their Cajun Village. It's called My Southern Family Christmas. I have not got a chance to watch it yet, but those people did. Their reviews were very positive, said it was a really cute movie. And then another one is actually that was filmed here and as well as in Natchez. It stars Patti LaBelle and it's called A New Orleans Noel. Her character is based on the New Orleans Queen of Orleans, Loretta Harrison, who passed away last year from breast cancer. So she did a whole PSA along with filming this movie because she wanted to raise awareness for breast cancer. And like I said, it was filmed in New Orleans. It was filmed in Natchez. Keisha Knight Pulliam, who was on Cosby Show, and her real life husband play the two title characters. It premieres Saturday night, December 3rd on Lifetime. So If you haven't set your DVRs, you can go ahead and check that out. I like watching movies filmed here in New Orleans because I like to sit there and watch and go, I know that place.
It's the best part, right?
And it's great. It gives money to the city and jobs, craft services, extras. Yes, extras. I've been extras on movie sets before and in commercials. You don't get paid a lot, but you do get paid. It's cool to see the local towns and all the things like that. So if you have a chance to check it out, My Southern Family Christmas, and also A New Orleans Noel, which premieres on Saturday night. And of course, Christmas in the Oaks. I always talk about that. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were mad. Some people hit me up about that. They were like, $35. Okay, look, y'all all know when you go to the store, everything costs more money today. Gas, groceries, everything's more expensive. It's extremely expensive to run Christmas in Oaks. I mean, look at all those lights. And every year it gets bigger and bigger. So they brought back the walking tour. They've added a lot of different things in the Christmas Village. They have hot chocolate. They have Santa. They're doing photos. 200,000-300,000 people a year go to Christmas in the Oaks. It's got to be something that said, hey, look, it's a big attraction and it's fun. And thankfully we're here in New Orleans. We have decent enough weather to be able to participate in those things, and especially with them bringing the walking tour back. So I'm happy about that. Like I said, I'm all about the Christmas events. Another attraction actually kind of on a sad for right now, but not so much what's going to happen in a couple of months. The aquarium actually is closed temporarily for 6 months. They're doing a big $40 million renovation. Oh. The Butterfly Insectarium closed last year. And so they're merging the two. They're doing renovations. They're adding open space, more breezeway. They're bringing in more exhibits. It's going to be really beautiful if you look online, some of the plans that they have. But they're hoping it would be about a six-month renovation. So actually, yesterday was their last day. They're closed for 6 months. The aquarium brings in a lot of money. People don't realize, like 700,000 people a year go to the aquarium. It. That's a lot.
I love the aquarium of the Americas.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It really is. Mm-hmm. Actually, at one time, I'll have to look this up and then have to talk about it next week. At one time, the aquarium was like in the top 20 of the national museums and exhibits. Now, the World War II Museum in New Orleans at one time was number one on that list. And if I want to say like the Aquarium of the Americas was like in the teens, I'll have to look that and see where they're ranked now. But yeah, World War II Museum, if you haven't checked that out, it's also awesome in New Orleans.
Yes,
it is. You're a big history buff. But yeah, they both were like in the top 20. So that says a lot. I mean, there's always a lot to do here in New Orleans. I mean, you could come any weekend, and if there isn't anything going on, I can guarantee you can walk into any bar or restaurant and find a great band and get some great food and just hang out and make some new friends.
This is it.
That's how we do.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Listen, before the Saints were even the Saints that we knew and loved during the Drew Brees era, we talked about this before the show. I would go to New Orleans specifically around the games and hang out at the Superdome. I met some of the most amazing people just hanging out watching the game. So there's always something amazing to do, and there's always amazing people to meet. So yeah, you can't go wrong.
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, I used to, back in the day, when you could go to the airport and see the team come in. Mm-hmm. I know over the last couple of years, they've barricaded it where you really couldn't go. But we used to be able to go on Bainbridge right by the airport and literally like walk up, like Thomas Moore said, high-fiving people, taking pictures, Drew Brees signing autographs, Sean Payton, there's images. In fact, one of my pictures, like I'll have to share with y'all, he literally took Lombardi Trophy and put it through his sunroof and people were like patting it, and like, you see all the fingerprints and everything on it. I mean, like that was a thing. I met so many great friends just from hanging out, you know, because when you'd listen to WWF the game, they'd say, hey, the Saints are landing at such and such time, and the next, you know, it'd be hundreds of people going out there to hang out, and you make friends. It's just like you said at the games when we were losing, so tied into the game, you'd sit and talk to your neighbors next door, or you go get something to eat. New Orleans is a city where you never know a stranger. What's a better way to bond over a good meal and a couple of beers?
absolutely. I've met the kindest, best people in New Orleans, just hanging out and about, going into restaurants, going to coffee shops, just doing my thing. And you will never find a better bunch. And hands down, that's my belief.
So since we are like 3.5 weeks away from Christmas, obviously, if you follow me online, you will be seeing all the Christmas exhibits and events going on. I will keep everybody up to date. If you plan on making a trip to New Orleans and you need some recommendations or tips where to go eat, what to go see, definitely hit me up anytime. This is my favorite time of the year. So if you have any questions, any recommendations, or you want to chat about the Saints, or tell me what your favorite holiday movie is so far, or something that's upcoming up, you can hit me up. I'm Tina at The Enola Girl on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And of course, you can hit us up at our Floors Truly account at Flourish Truly Pod and Flourish Truly Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And Georgia, you can tell everyone where they can come and find you online as well.
Absolutely. You can find me on the Twitter at Georgie68. That's Georgie with two E's.
And I hope everybody has a fabulous week. Go enjoy some hot cocoa, go see some Christmas lights, and we'll see you next Tuesday on Flourish Truly.
Free Jameis.
Yes, free Jameis.